Greetings, dear family. Recently, in a dream, the Lord took me to heaven. I found myself at John's heavenly home, smack dab in the middle of his workshop. He was putting on the finishing touches of what looked like a shiny new helmet. He turned to me and said, "This is your new helmet of salvation when you armor up in the morning." I added a new feature over the dome of protection that covers the mind, especially your thoughts. The dome is now sealed with the power of the cross. You will need this added protection in the very near future. Just as he handed me the new titanium helmet of salvation, I woke up from the dream. I relayed the dream to John, and he remarked that he too would add the power of the cross seal to the dome of protection, and now calls his new armor piece the helmet of hope of salvation and eternal life with God. Jesus began speaking, "My people, you should all have hope no matter what the circumstances you are dealing with, no matter what you are experiencing or feeling. Hope in me is a strong, powerful force that can overcome the impossible. There are no limits as to what I can do when your faith and trust is rooted in me. When your thoughts constantly focus on the negative in your life, and you let your mind talk you into getting mired down in the mud by feelings of self-pity, your situation seems dire, and you believe you hit rock bottom. You need to change your perspective and allow your mind to view your situation in an entirely different light by standing on my written word, praise, and prayer. Seek me in Scripture, and the truth will set you free and give you hope in the good plan I have for you. The hope of experiencing great love, indescribable joy, and eternal life in my presence. Precious ones, in times of struggle and hopelessness, I want you to revisit the attitude of the woman with the bleeding disorder. And we read in Mark 5:25-26. "And there was a woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and who had suffered much under many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was no better, but rather grew worse." I'd like to inject here, instead of giving up and feeling resentment towards God, she had heard what people were saying about Jesus, and with great faith in his mercy and the ability to heal her, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. And Jesus said to her in Mark 5:34, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." The Lord continued, "Those of you who have lost loved ones, remember my mercy and compassion for Naomi and Ruth." And here I'd like to add, Naomi lost her husband and both of her two sons. I can't even imagine the heartbreaking pain she went through. Ruth had lost her husband as well and was Naomi's daughter-in-law, who refused to abandon her and leave her all alone. So together, they traveled to Bethlehem, where Ruth was determined to turn their situation around. This determination and their combined faith in God led her to marry a wealthy, godly man named Boaz. God rewarded her hope, faith, and she became part of the lineage of Jesus. Wow, that is so incredible. It reminds me of the verse in Romans 8:28, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." I encourage you all, the next time you clearly recognize the Lord's leading you in a new and possibly uncomfortable direction, to trust Him and answer the Lord with a resounding yes. Yes, Jesus, I am here. Send me. It is hope in Christ that turns our thinking around when we feel like giving up. It is the undeniable power of the cross. Remember when Jezebel threatened to kill the prophet Elijah and he ran for his life into the wilderness? He had lost all hope to the point of wanting to die. 1 Kings 19:4 states, "And he asked that he might die, saying, 'It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my father's.'" And what does God do in response to Elijah's plea? He fed him, ministered to him, reignited his hope. And because of this, Elijah was able to rise in God's strength and continue forward in his will. For couples who want to have children and the promise has been delayed, recall Hannah, Samuel's mother, Sarah, Isaac's mother, Elizabeth, John the Baptist's mother, and Anne, the mother of Blessed Mary. God grew them all in patience and grace. Hannah's husband's other wife would provoke her and irritate her because she was not able to have children. A woman's worth back then was linked to her ability to bear children. Being considered barren was a devastating label for a wife to live with. However, the Lord took seemingly hopeless situations and turned them into miracles with astonishing results. Jesus continued, "These women prayed to their God, even in their most distressed states, even when they didn't feel like praying, even while weeping bitterly." And that was the end of his message. I remember reading in Scripture that Hannah vowed to God that if he gave her a son, she would give him to the Lord all the days of his life. Hannah's son Samuel went on to become a devoted servant, prophet, judge, and wise leader for God's purpose and glory. Dear family, when we are down in the mouth and we want to wallow in our oppressive and negative thoughts, the stories of Esther and Job are inspiring to remain faithful no matter what. In the end, Esther takes the courageous step after prayer and fasting to come before the king without being summoned, which could lead to her death. She goes before the king and reverses the king's edict to kill the Jews. This shows us the value of not giving up hope, even in the darkest of times, even in the face of death. The Jewish people were saved by the grace of God. The Lord helps us to persevere, even in hopeless situations. We can be confident in our Heavenly Father, even when we don't know the reason God is doing certain things. That's what trust and faith is all about. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Job. His story speaks to hope in God and Job's character. The Bible said he was blameless and upright. He feared God and turned away from evil. Job was extremely wealthy and had a large family. We read in Scripture that the Lord gave Satan permission to test Job, saying that if he were to take away all that Job had, Job would curse God. The devil takes away his servants, possessions, and even his children in awful and gruesome ways. Yet Job's response in the face of all that was, "Then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell on the ground and worshiped. And he said, 'Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.'" In all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrong. That's found in Job 1:20-22. Even after he became deathly ill, Job did not sin with his lips and refused to curse God or forsake his hope in him. Dear ones, do not give in to the enemy's lies and whisperings. No matter how hard things get, always place your trust and hope in the Lord in the good times and in the bad times. God will come through in His timing, and He will fulfill His promises. Amen.